I think I spelled that word right. If not, you can fix it in your notes. Have you ever heard the saying, too much of a good thing is a bad thing? It's kind of what I'm thinking of tonight. I've written on the board, milk anemia. I'll be honest, I didn't really realize that was a thing until I started studying a little bit of this passage. Maybe some of you know which passage I'm going to regarding feeding on too much milk. But recently I was in the West Virginia camp meeting, and Brother Joseph Gillenbeck preached a message that kind of was a follow-up to a message that the Lord had given me the night before, and it was almost like a sequel to what the Lord had given the night before. And Brother Joseph, he preached a little bit on this passage in Hebrews about being on milk when we should be on strong meat. So I wanted to read real quick what I found is the kind of description, the definition of milk anemia. It is a common form of iron deficiency in infants and toddlers. It occurs when a child drinks excessive amounts of cow's milk, which displaces iron-rich foods in their diet and hinders their body's ability to absorb iron. So, I want to go to 1 Peter before we go to Hebrews. And I want to establish the fact that the milk of the Word is not bad. And it has its place. And 1 Peter 2:2, he says, as newborn, he's talking about people who have recently been born again. In the previous chapter, I believe, this is where Peter has mentioned to them about needing to be born again. And then in 1 Peter 2:2, he says, as newborn babes, and this is the implied subject of you desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. So Peter was telling them at this point, they're new Christians, and he said, as newborn babes, and that was his clarifier there, as newborn babes, you need to desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow. But let's go to Hebrews now, Hebrews 5, and let's read this before we kind of get into the main part. So it's Hebrews 5:12, and not really sure who the author of this is. It may be Paul, I'm not sure. But there are some issues that were noticed by this individual who wrote this epistle of the congregation or the group of people he was writing to. And he said, for when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. In other words, you need someone to teach you the basics. And the time that you should be teachers, you still need someone to teach again the first principles, the main oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So, I want us to think a little bit about what we desire. We've already had several camp meetings. We're headed into our camp meeting here in about a week. Well, in a week, our camp meeting will start if the Lord spares time. And my burden for us is what are we hungry for? Or what are we seeking for out of this camp meeting? What are we seeking for out of every Sunday morning, evening, Wednesday night service? Are we seeking only the good stuff, the highlights, the milk? If so, well, I'm going to read some of the symptoms, and I want to see if of milk anemia, and I'm talking about the actual physical the physical ailment. It says, children with milk anemia may display the following signs: pale skin, extreme fatigue, weakness or lethargy, shortness of breath, cravings for non-food items like ice, dirt, or chalk, and slowed growth and behavioral problems. When I read those symptoms, I was able to quickly make a connection to my spiritual life at times, to where I was so focused on wanting to just feed on the basics, to feed on the easy stuff. I want to just tell me what sounds good, what, you know, I'm going to not put a lot of effort into it. I'm just going to pour me a glass of milk and drink that real quick and start my day. Not going to spend a lot of time or effort in seeking the Lord for something heavy, or, Lord, I want you to really feed me, but instead I'm going to pour me a quick glass of milk from the Word. You know, God is love. He loves me. He sent his Son. Great. And that's great. That is the foundation. And in 1 Peter, he talks about how important that is, that we grow. But then there's some steps that has to be taken. Because if we constantly are feeding on only the things that we are desiring, that our natural spiritual self would desire at times of, hey, I don't want to deal with the hard stuff. Because what child do you know that enjoys eating, well, in general, I know there's exceptions. In general, children aren't just real excited to start eating the stuff that's good for them. Most of the time, you have to be trained to eat this whether you like it or not. You're going to eat your lima beans whether you like them or not, even if you swallow them whole like I used to. If you have to, whatever you have to do to you teach them, you're going to eat this, and you can teach yourself. We recently in the same meeting, I think it was the same message, Brother Joseph gave the example that someone he knew had decided to start eating something that he detested, and over time he got to the point where that was something he enjoyed and he craved. Actually, he ate it enough, fed on it enough, till it got to the point that was something that he actually wanted to have with his meals. It started off as something that he wasn't real pleased about. It wasn't something that he enjoyed necessarily or wanted to add to his diet, but the more he fed on it, the more his appetite grew for that specific food item. Well, I was thinking, looking back on myself, in my spiritual life, of extreme fatigue, weakness, or lethargy. Have you ever been spiritually lazy or weak or fatigued? And I'm not saying that's always, I'm not trying to tie this back there, well, that always means you've been feeding on too much milk. It's a symptom. It's a symptom of what is causing me to be so lazy spiritually. Have I given up some of the trying to feed, spend quality time with the Lord, sitting down and saying, Lord, I'm ready for something heavy? And maybe we don't, it's kind of hard sometimes to maybe ask the Lord, I need you to teach me a good solid lesson this week. Because a lot of times those good solid lessons come with things that aren't pleasant, that help expand and grow our, well, usually those things are intended to stretch us. They're not meant to be something that we're always totally comfortable with. It's not always something that we might come naturally to us. Going out of our way to speak to someone, to share the gospel with someone, we might think, well, Lord, that's not for me to do. That's someone that's more qualified or more. Well, maybe the Lord is asking us to step out a little bit and step outside of our comfort zone a little bit and help us to grow. If we're feeding constantly on chocolate milk and strawberry milk or whatever, and it's just stuff that we want, we're going to start seeing ourselves becoming lazy and craving for non-food items. That one stood out to me as well, because there's a scripture about that as well. I think that's in Isaiah 55. This has been a scripture to me that's been a challenge. But I've noticed this exact symptom in my life in the past too, and maybe you have as well. Isaiah 55, 1 through 3, I believe is the passage I'm looking for. Yes. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat yet ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. And then skip down to verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Well, I want to expand a little bit on those scriptures a little bit later, except for verse 2. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? Have you ever craved spiritual food, spiritual things that weren't food, like ice, dirt, or chalk? Like, this is the physical condition. You can look at that as, well, that's ridiculous. I would never crave to eat dirt or chalk. Well, that actually is a thing. If you go read about it, and I've seen some different accounts of, you know, people or children who will do that. They'll chew on things that doesn't make sense. Well, why are they doing that? Well, it's a natural. There's a craving there that does. It's not a natural craving, but it's because there's a deficiency somewhere. And we can do the same thing spiritually. It's not a natural craving. We're craving to go spend things. Isaiah says, why are you spending money on things that aren't bread? The verse before that, he said, hey, there's everyone who's thirsty, everyone who's hungry, you can come, and even if you don't have any money, come you without money, come and buy and eat. And enjoy the fatness. That's all available to us. But yet, how easy is it just to say, well, yeah, I like this, and pour me a glass of milk and go on my way. And milk, that's one of the things this talks about in here, is why milk causes anemia. It contains very little iron. High levels of calcium and casein in milk interfere with the body's ability to absorb iron from other foods. And milk is highly filling. So people who drink too much of it lose their appetite for the other things. They drink too much, and they start losing the appetite for the things that really are going to give them strength. So, what are we hungry for? You know, why do we come to service? Why do we come to camp meeting? And what is your intent? And I'm not discounting. We heard this morning about sometimes church, you know, if we come and we're not here to worship the Lord, it's just a social event. And camp meeting is a social event. I'm not going to discount that. There is a social aspect to that. That's how my wife and I were able to see each other a lot before we were married. When we were interested in each other when we were younger, we sure enjoyed going to camp meeting and being able to see each other. That is an important part of camp meeting. There's no two ways about that. That's very important for our young people and children to be together and for us to mingle together. But that can't be the only reason that we come to camp meeting. And we can't, if you come to the service looking for a glass of milk, all you're going to get is a glass of milk. If all you are seeking is, I want to hear that God loves me, I want to hear that Jesus died on the cross for me and he died for my sins and he was raised again on the third day. I want to hear all that, but I don't want to hear anything else. I don't want to hear any of the hard stuff, any of the heavy stuff, any of the things that cause me to have to maybe make some sacrifices or put something on the altar. I don't want to hear those. I want only to feed on the easy stuff. Lord, help us, because I can say I've been guilty of that. Even if maybe not consciously thinking, you know what, I don't want to hear the hard stuff, but by our actions, we can feed on those things to the point where that is what we end up just desiring all the time. Is I don't want anything else. We were warned in Hebrews. He said, at the time that you should have been a teacher, you're still on milk. You're an adult now. You should be an adult up here leading people to Christ. But yet you're still needing the basics. And that's all you can feed on, because you can't handle a good steak dinner with meat, potatoes, and broccoli, and green beans, and all the things that come with it, because your gut at that point is not able to handle it. Your spiritual life isn't able to ingest that and do anything with it, because you're so chock full of the basics. Look, one of the things that the Lord helped me with too is realizing that as an adult, I still enjoy to drink some milk. I drink milk with different foods and stuff, and so the Lord was helping me with that a little bit. It's like a little bit of spiritual milk sometimes can help us get down to difficult things. Going through a trial and hearing that God loves me, getting a little sip of milk can help that trial go down a little easier. Getting a little sip of milk while I'm going through a sickness or a loss of a family member, there's nothing wrong with having drinks of milk. Don't get me wrong there. But whenever we start having a steady diet of it, and that's it, if we're not, there has to be a progression of, I'm newly saved, I'm feeding only on milk, but at some point I have to wean myself off of that to the point that I can now desire not only the milk of the Word of the Spirit, but the bread of life that Christ is, that I can seek earnestly. Well, one of the Psalms says, his only desire, I think it's in Psalm 42 maybe, he said, my only desire is that I dwell in the tabernacle, I believe it is. Is it 27? Yes, 27 and 4. One thing have I desired, and I looked at that word, when I read that, I saw that as craved. One thing that I crave is that, and that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. That comes from seeking the Lord and feeding on the rich, deep things of him. And like I was reading how the cravings for things that aren't natural, well, there's ways, I mentioned it earlier, there's ways to develop an appetite. If we find ourselves in a place right now where all I desire is milk, or that's all I know how to achieve, or that's all I know how to get, well, start seeking the Lord and regularly attempt and beg the Lord to put that into your diet. Because the more you feed on the heavier things, the more you start growing and expanding your taste buds a little bit, those things will become easier and easier for you to seek the Lord for. Say, Lord, I'm hungry. I need you, Lord, to feed me. I'm asking you, Lord, I need something more. I need something filling, something that's going to stick with me for a while. If I drink a glass of milk before I come to church on a Sunday morning, I'll probably feel pretty good up until about the end of Sunday school. And then I'm going to start getting hungry, because that glass of milk fills me up right then. It fills me up, and it feels good for then. My hunger is gone for a little while, but that milk doesn't last for very long. It goes away. Look at newborn babies. How often do they eat during the day? They start screaming and crying, wanting more food, but that's what they're feeding on is milk, and that's natural for them. That's what they need to grow at that stage, and that's what Peter is talking about in his letter that he wrote, the First Peter. He said, you know, as a newborn babe, this is what you need to feed on. It doesn't make any sense to go plop a T-bone in front of a toddler or a little baby, because that's, what are they supposed to do with that? How are they supposed to handle that? That's thank the Lord, that's not how he handles us. When we're a newly saved, or going through, sometimes when we're going through something really, really difficult and hard, He doesn't just keep dumping more and more and more and more sometimes on our, it may seem like that, but he always provides the milk and that's needed to wash it all down, the basics, the stuff that's just there that we need. I need to take a sip of milk to help get this down, but he also provides the grace and the help and the strength to be able to take that in, to chew through the whatever the meal is that he places before us. And maybe we don't enjoy every single one of the meals that he places before us. That they may not all be, well, I don't think I'm the only one. Have you ever sat through a message that was a little uncomfortable? It's a little uncomfortable because it hits real close. You sit there and like, oh, Lord, that's me. And it's not uncomfortable in a bad way. It's a, Lord is sometimes will get me and say, well, this is you, and this is something that you need fixed. And this is, I'm giving you a good healthy dose of broccoli right now. You need this because you need to grow in this area. You need something because I see a lack in your patience or your kindness. You're not as kind as you should have been, or I need you to grow and develop in understanding the scriptures. The Lord is willing and able and wants us to come to his table, and he will serve us what we need. But let's be careful that we're not always coming and saying, all right, I want my chocolate milk. I want my whatever. I want the things. I only want this, Lord. I want this and this. That's not, the Lord doesn't have a diner menu that we just say, okay, Lord, I want this, this, and this today. And those are the things that taste good. I want my apple pie, my peach cobbler, and cherry pie, and just the things that taste good. Because what's going to happen if that's all we feed on as well? You're going to be lethargic, lazy, and probably not feel very good. There's another beautiful promise in the scriptures that Jesus himself said during his Sermon on the Mount. And this is kind of the basis of what started this thought. It's in the Beatitudes. He said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And in John, he also talks about him being the bread of life. And if you don't partake of him, if you choose to not partake of the bread of life, he said that there's no life in that man that chooses to not partake of the bread of life, of what he has to offer, the things that are heavier than the milk. If you choose to try to stay on the milk, excuse me, if you choose to try to stay on the milk, you're going to slowly, your life, your spiritual life is going to slowly drain out to where you become lethargic and fatigued, lazy. But then the flip side of that is if we hunger and thirst, and once again, when I read that, I think it's more than just, he's implying there more than just a kind of, I'm kind of hungry. I'd like to go get me a little snack. I think he's talking there more of a craving of those who crave. And there's more to it. I believe he also fills us whenever we just need a little pick-me-up. But those hunger and thirst, I truly hunger after righteousness. Lord, I, like the psalmist said, that's my one and only desire is to spend time with you. I want this. Lord, I want to be filled. Can you please? I'm seeking righteousness, Lord. I'm hungry for it. And the way we become hungry for a thing, for something, I'm convinced of it, is that we start feeding on it. Is start feeding, and the more we do, the more and more we'll crave that, and the more hungry we'll be. Because if we start just slacking off, whatever we feed on will become what we crave. And be careful what you're feeding on. I'll just leave it at that. Be careful what you're seeking, because Well, we'll end up feeding on things that waste our time. We'll end up feeding on, it'll slowly start leading towards, okay, this is harmless and not sinful at all. This is benign. But what happens is we start feeding on those things. Well, something will be interjected and we'll start getting hungry for this. Then we'll get hungry for this and we'll continually start drifting till at some point we are feeding on something and we're like, how did I get to the point where this is what I'm consuming? How did I get to the point that this, what's in front of me now, is what I have started choosing to feed on? Because then that starts contaminating everything throughout our system, throughout our spiritual life, and it'll start coming out. What's within a man is going to end up coming out. But thankfully, thank the Lord, there's mercy and grace for that, and He will help clean us out. He'll help turn ourselves around, and if we need to go back on milk for a little bit, till we can start developing our strength back and get back to the meat that the Lord wants us to be on. Thank the Lord that He is willing and able to help us with that. He's willing to say, okay, child, this is what you need. Here's your helping. And He is so kind. He's been so good to me to remind me, to show me what I've been feeding on and how it's affecting my life. And I believe that He is very, very interested in what you are choosing to put on your plate, or what you are choosing to seek after. Blessed are they that which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. So, I got a question. Our camp meeting starts next week. What are you hungry for, and what are you looking to get out of it? What are you looking to get out of 2 months from now in the service? What are you looking to get out of your morning worship tomorrow? What are you hungry for? And what are you feeding on? Y'all pray for me.